Welcome back to the annual National Extreme Perversion Awards Show. I'm Trixie, your host this year, and I'm so honored to host this coveted award show. So let's just take a moment to remember something, especially us hardcore pedophiles. Let me hear some noise if you're a proud child fucker. Yes, gotta love fucking kids. Oh, the best. But remember, just 10 years ago, not only was it illegal to fuck and produce child porn, but also child murder was illegal. It's kind of crazy to think those were ever laws, and I'm so proud to live in a world today where we are no longer judged, criticized, or ridiculed for being attracted to those sexy little humans. But to recap our program so far, before the commercial break, we awarded the most intense snuff scene to the infamous meth mama, Joanna Jenkins. And let us never forget that final scene where she rubs her mommy pussy after firing up her meth pipe while those two sexy men spit roast her dead daughter's corpse. I mean, wow. The disregard for her little pedo rape slut daughter. Damn, I'm getting all wet just thinking about it. But well-earned recognition, Joanna. I hope this earns you as much meth as your pedo heart can take. Now, before Joanna, we awarded Frank Fat Meat the coveted Virgin Cunt Slayer of the Year, the award that goes to most child cunts fucked on camera. And Frank, that fat pedo cock of yours is divine. I still can't believe you broke the record for fucking 780 child cunts in 1 year. That's more than two girls a day. I mean, so impressive, darling. Personally, I enjoyed the child porn series you did, Ice Cream Truck Fucks. Kids never say no to ice cream, right? And big congratulations to the Kitty Cam Girl of the Year, Little Miss Katie Starling. This little preteen slut has had the biggest number of subscriptions and views for the year. And me and my husband tuned in for several of those shows. And I gotta say, the way that little preteen spreads those legs open and then up and around her head like a fucking pretzel. Wow. It's a must-see. Such a tight little gymnast body. Damn. I'm a little flustered now. Doesn't take much when it comes to kids. Now, it's the moment you all have been waiting for. Pedo Mom of the Year. And this coveted award is life-changing to receive. Not only are the child porn productions that these moms have produced taken into account, their dedication to being a pedo mom is also very heavily weighted. I received this Esteem Award last year, and it really has changed my life. I mean, I have spent the last year producing porn productions that I would have never gotten a chance to do if I didn't have this award. And my daughters have been fucked on camera by every big name porn star out there. Long gone are the days when I would take my baby girls to adult bookstores and have them sleaze around with fat old dudes. Although that is fun. But I had them fuck in glamorous porn settings with the biggest names in the industry, and we sold so many of their little child cunt replicas. They are truly set for college now. And speaking of colleges, my baby girls did a frat gangbang porn series where we traveled the country and they got fucked by different fraternities. Ah, and don't worry, moms, I got some young college cock too. But the biggest reward I've received from getting this award last year was being able to spread my experience and knowledge to other moms out there. I have helped so many moms learn how to groom their baby girls from infant age to get them ready to be used like the whores they are. And this is where my passion lives, ladies. I mean, helping moms succeed and get the most out of their pretty little whores. Now, before I move on to presenting the four finalists, we will show clips from my award-winning production, Zoe's Family Reunion Gangbang. And here is where my little Zoe really shined in video. I mean, she was just 9 years old in this video, and look at that sweet preteen body. Ah, it's my favorite age, to be honest. So what me and my husband did is we gathered all of our male family members together, grandfathers, uncles, cousins, and of course, daddy, and 13 of Zoe's male family members all gangbanged her while mommy filmed and coached, of course. And God, I was so proud of her because, I mean, look at her. She really shined. She took that incest gangbang like a fucking pro. Look at her throating grandpa while her uncle rams her from behind. And the proudest moment was when we had her airtight. I mean, just look at her. Look at Zoe. Dad had his favorite little fuckhole, the asshole. And her teenage cousin had her little baby preteen cut, and uncle had her mouth, and what a little incest cock slut. And the award-winning scene, here we go, the incest bukkake, just covered in her family's cum. Oh my God, I'm still such a proud mama from that scene. Now, before we move on to our four finalists for this year, I actually have some word from our sponsors. Want to loosen your child's fuck holes before daddy rams his big cock inside? Try Kitty Rush Ultra Strong, poppers made with kids in mind for a mind-melting, hole-stretching fuck session. Approved and certified by pediatricians and FDA approved. Lolita's Secret is every pedo mom's stop for buying their baby girl sexy lingerie. Lolita's Secret is designed with little girls in mind from sizes newborn to youth. Lingerie, panties, stockings, heels, perfume. It is your number one stop for turning your daughter into a sexy and luxurious fuck doll. Lolly Chat is your number one destination for interactive child porn and services. Live little girl cam girls, preteen and teen phone sex, and more. Lolly models are trained to virtually service your pedo cock and make sure it's drained dry. Come check out our little girl Lolly sluts. Trixie's Kitty Slut Academy is ran by yours truly. Need your baby girl to act and be sluttier for the pedo men in your life? Not sure how to do it? Register your angel for my Kitty Slut Academy, and I promise you, she will come back home knowing how to service adult cock. I go over seduction, presenting fuck holes, cock sucking, child cunt stretching, how to use your clit to come on your pedo's cock, and more. Thank you to our sponsors, and back to our show. Now, let's take a look at our four finalists. Finalist one for Pedo Mom of the Year is Ellie Edwards with the Neighborhood Barbecue Teen Whore production. Ellie and her husband are parents to a 13-year-old teen beauty, and they sure know how to show that teen how to properly be used as a slut. Let's take a look at scenes from Neighborhood Barbecue Teen Whore, where their teen is restrained on their backyard deck while they have neighbors over for a barbecue. I mean, look at this. The creativity in restraining this little whore for the neighborhood barbecue. She is on all fours, wrists and ankles nailed down to the wooden deck with metal straps, like she's part of the deck. And look at Dad off flipping burgers to the side while his daughter gets fucked by a neighborhood teenage boy. Oh my goodness. And what I particularly loved about this video were the BDSM type elements. The spanking, using the little slut as furniture, nipple torture. I mean, these neighbors went wild on this girl, and it was so hot to see all the women fuck her with strap-ons as well. Ugh. Such a masterpiece in terms of BDSM style child porn, which sometimes really can be a rare find. And Ellie Edwards has dedicated her whole child's life to training her to be a little submissive slut. And she and her daughter often go live online demonstrating her daughter's training and helping other moms see that not only can their daughters be little fuck toys, but also submissive slut dolls for their parents to use and abuse. Well done, Ellie. Finalist two for Pedo Mom of the Year is Becca Thomas. This mom, I mean, wow. She is pioneering the world in bimbofication of little girls. Becca herself is a plastic bimbo slut with so many plastic surgery enhancements. She's practically perfection herself. However, her daughters are the hottest bimbo kitty sluts the world has literally seen. I'm sure most of you have already seen her production of Kitty Bimbo Barbie Sluts, where her 7-year-old and 11-year-old show off their plastic surgery enhanced bodies. But let's take a look here at some of the clips from this amazing child porn production from their bimbo MILF mother. Just look at Becca's 7-year-old body showing off for the camera. I mean, who would have thought we'd ever see the day when sexy little 7-year-olds had size H fake titties? And she's also got the ass implants to give that flat 7-year-old ass the shape of a plump peach, just rounding out that 7-year-old kitty bimbo to give her that sexy hourglass shape. And of course, every kitty bimbo needs lip injections to give juicy dick sucking lips. And here's the kitty bimbo 11-year-old looking like a plastic Barbie doll perfection. Big ol' H cup fake titties, the ass implants, enhanced lips. God, it's just a sight to see. And since Becca's girls have so much work done to their bodies, I hear their daddy is the only man allowed to fuck those two girls. Or maybe he's just too stingy to share. And honestly, I don't blame him. What dolls they are. And they sure do know how to work the camera while bouncing on their pedo daddy's big black cock. Ugh. I mean, I think that's another reason this child porn has done so well. You've got the blonde, bimbo-fied slut daughters and their black daddy's big black cock. And who doesn't enjoy some good old-fashioned interracial child porn? And Becca's dedication to creating two bimbo slut daughters is worth the nomination for Pedo Mom of the Year alone. And she obviously sets a great example herself, showing her daughters from an early age that looking like plastic bimbo Barbie sluts is what men ultimately want. She also dedicates a lot of time to being an activist for the Black New World Order, spreading the word that little white girls should only submit to Black men, especially incest interracial breeding. So congratulations, Becca. Well-deserved nomination. Our third finalist for Pedo Mom of the Year is Candace Johns. And Candace has really made a splash in the kiddie porn world and has been nominated for a ton of awards. I was lucky to beat her in the Indie Child Porn Awards earlier this year with my kiddie porn indie hit called Use Her Rape Blood as Lube, where I anally raped a 5-year-old friend of my daughter's with a big black strap-on. Whew, my goodness, what a production that was. So fucking hot. But honestly, I was shocked to have beat Candace because she has her controversial kiddie porn production called Bloody Stump. This video is just mind-blowing and hot. Here on the screen, you'll see Candace film the amputation of her 6-year-old son's right foot just above the ankle. And don't worry, he was drugged so much that he didn't feel a thing and was unconscious. But Candace then extended out her own anal prolapse and inserted the still bleeding stump of her 16-year-old son into her anal prolapse. I mean, watch this pedo mom come from her son's stump. Oh, fuck. It gets me every time. She's able to come 3 times on video before the infamous ending of the video where the son starts waking up and the cameraman, he both comes and vomits at the same time. And, you know, Candace is just a vision owning her pedo anal queen status. And Candace has quite a following online, demonstrating how pedo moms can use their sons for their own sexual pleasure. She has a really successful blog that details how to use little boys' bodies since their little child cocks are so small. And her Instagram is pure dynamite, displaying her son's fist and child cocks, stretching her pedo mommy asshole. Candace, I bow to you and your dedication to use those little boys in such inventive and sexy ways. Congratulations, Mama. Now, our fourth finalist for Pedo Mom of the Year is Joanna Baldwin. Now, Joanna works as a neonatal nurse and is kind enough to adopt newborns that are unwanted, but I do hear that she pays high dollar for surrogates to provide her with kiddie porn infants. And Joanna works closely with her 70-year-old father, who is also her cameraman and the male porn star. Joanna has an outstanding porn series called Birthday Fuck Treats, where her father films newborns getting cleaned up after birth by her creepy pedo father. This sick fuck will lick the blood and birth mess from these darling little infants before he fucks their mouths, their baby slits, and then their baby assholes on camera. Let's watch a few clips. I mean, just look at this sick fuck sucking those birthing fluids from these newborns. And I've heard Joanna speak on her father being literally addicted to the taste, and especially loves sucking those freshly born cunts. And then he goes through the steps of getting his old pedo dick wet in their mouths, feeling those babies scream on his dick, and then he sticks the tip of his cock in their baby cunt slits, and then finishes in their assholes. And we all know, no one is producing infant porn like this, and I am here for it. I love watching her creepy old infant fucking dad. Oh, it's so hot. Now, Joanna has dedicated her life and career to babies. And as mentioned before, some babies are birthed just for her possession. And she and her dad hold live streams and have high dollar productions where they completely fuck the life out of those babies. Now, if this isn't dedication towards the child porn industry, I don't know what is. So thank you for your rare and precious kitty porn experiences, Joanna. And congratulations. Now, before we award the Pedo Mom of the Year, the award show producers wanted us to highlight a close, super close runner-up for one of our Pedo Mom finalists, Tina Leary, a mom of a preteen kitty porn princess, has taken the industry by storm and has had many viral hits this year. Tina's daughter is known as the anal princess online. Let's take a look at some of her viral hits this past year. This first one is my absolute favorite. Preteen hits the target. Tina's 9-year-old star shot ping pong balls from her little child cunt and asshole, hitting a target 10 times out of 10. I mean, what creativity, and so entertaining. My husband had me and the girls try this home, and let me tell you, we failed so hard. So kudos to that little anal princess. Now, next viral hit really got her the title of Kitty Anal Princess when Tina's daughter pushed out 10 lemons from her little asshole. 10 of those lemons were inside of her, and she pushed them out of that little asshole. How this child did this, I will never know, but obviously, Tina knows what she's doing. And of course, there were so many viral hits of Tina showing her 9-year-old daughter's gaped asshole from getting pounded in that little fuckhole by Tina's enormous dildos. Yeah, the super hot Tina, super, super hot. And my personal favorite was the viral hit Preteen Kitchen Anal, where you can watch Tina put extreme insertions in her daughter's ass, spatulas, vegetables, rolling pin, pot handles, soup ladle, a wine bottle. I mean, look at that. It's just amazing. And that little child anal slut just comes and comes from all those extreme insertions. So fucking hot. Ugh. Tina and her kitty anal princess have even gotten sponsored by big name lube companies for the recognition and following they've acquired. Well done, Tina. Amazing job training that little preteen's asshole to literally take anything. You are such a fabulous pedo mom, and we wanted to recognize you as honorable mentioned. Now, the moment we have all been waiting for. The award for Pedo Mom of the Year goes to...